On one side, there's a small platform. The cropper sits on a cushion with his leg on a little platform that's about, I guess, 2 feet wide, so that he's down at the bottom with the tobacco. The stringer who ties the tobacco to the sticks sits about 3 feet up, 2.5 feet up from the bottom platform, facing the cropper, like you and I are sitting. I'd be the cropper, you'd be the stringer. If I were the cropper, I would break the leaves off the tobacco stalk, hand them up to you, and you would tie them under the stick. Your stick is in a little square box of metal with rollers on it, so that you can roll your stick forward as you need more space, and so that the stick toter can pull the stick out and put it on the wagon that is following the tobacco harvester. The sticks are in the middle in a little platform there. And then the whole process is repeated, the whole arrangement is repeated on the other side. That's a two-row tobacco harvester, which is the most common one used if you're doing stick method. There's a four-row model where you've got sort of on a flying outrig affair, a cropper and a stringer. And they will be going down in between two rows of tobacco. And if you're having to take the sticks off, it gets really difficult because you're having to reach over another row of tobacco to get that stick off and put it on the wagon behind you. And except for that, the same process is basically as when my parents were growing up. Except that when my parents were growing up, the barns were fired with wood. And so someone would have to stay up all night and keep the fire going and make sure that the barn didn't burn down. Yeah. And barns frequently burn down. There was a man in town who owned, he was a rather large farm, rather mean old soul too, but a saintly Christian. And he had a big ebony walking cane. So about 3 a.m, he'd go out to check his tobacco barns to see how they were doing. So he'd cut off his lights a good way from the barn, cut off the motor to his car, and walk down to the barn, and invariably the field hand would be asleep. Invariably he would be black. And so the man would just take his ebony cane and just beat the man till he woke up. And, but...
Stroke
him gently between the eyes. And, but anyway. Then, that's how my grandparents do tobacco now, with the harvester and cropping two rows, and their barn is fuel oil fired. There's another method that's an even more mechanized method that's bulk barn. It's still flue curing. Bulk barn. It's basically a totally mechanized process. You have a harvester that goes through the field. It's either self-propelled or pulled by a tractor. You set each side for certain levels, how high you want it to go up on the tobacco stalk, and it breaks off the leaves itself. I've never seen one work, but it harvests it, it breaks the tobacco off the stalk, then it goes up a conveyor belt over the top and down into a wagon that follows down and loads the tobacco onto a metal rack that has two prongs sticking out like this, and then a series of smaller prongs behind it. Well,